see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. Oh, welcome. Family, you all noticing any differences on the YouTube, Facebook, any of that? Any differences on how things are going? If you're trying to talk about the Word of God or spiritual things, about the New World Order, is anybody noticing that there's groups of people coming at you about discrediting the Bible all of a sudden? Or they're coming up with so-called spiritual experiences that really don't have anything to do with Jesus Christ and God. Why would that be? All of a sudden, I don't know about you, but I'm getting zapped big time. Let me tell you, it really is. I have to tell you. I got some assigned to me. It's just quite amazing that it's increased the past 2 weeks, actually. And they start off by saying God and Jesus and bless you and all this, that, and the other. I'm thinking, here we go. And sure enough, they morph into, well, yeah, but the King James Bible. They always go for that. They always go for that attack, that King James Bible only. No, there's other Bibles, but they can never pin down. You can never pin them down. Then they get distractive. It works every time. So I'm beginning to wonder if there's actually some kind of activation that's been set off by the Yeshua crowd and the Yahweh crowd and the anti-King James crowd to downplay it, to bring in Sanan d'Emmanuel, the fallen angel, the so-called ascended master or the alien or whatever you want to call this Yahoo that's going to come in and say, I'm God, I'm Jesus. But it's got to happen after this fake World War III they're conjuring up. I use the word conjuring by design. Oh, there may be a couple cities go out. I don't know. Maybe it's a, they'll kill a lot of people. It's very possible, especially between now and October, if God allows it to happen. There seems to be an accelerated effort of some kind. I'm going to talk today some news, but what's behind the news. But I want to focus today on the real theology, the real basis of this country. It's not Christianity. I'll tell you that right now. The Christianity is on the outside. And the Christians don't know this. I'm a born-again Christian. But I also know how Satan operates. I'm going to give you demonstrations today. And this country has been operating in the shadows on the basis of humanism ever since 1776. And with specific objectives carried to each generation of Illuminati. Now, I've been talking about this now for quite some time now, a couple of weeks at least, specifics on the 45 goals of the communists they found and briefed library, on the congressional records, December the 10th, 1963, on record. The goals created, designed, bona fide, guaranteed, has been done. Family goes back to May the 1st, 1776. They had to foment wars, setting things up, setting situations up, setting wars up. Jesuits, Freemasons, Fabian Society, humanists. Under the guise of following the Constitution, that was to placate us that wanted to follow it. The Constitution had to be based on biblical principles. And it was. It was, Constitution was rendered null and void in 1938. Lincoln overrode it by martial law in the 1860s. That never was rescinded, by the way. Lincoln reneged on his role, and that's why they assassinated who they, Jesuits, Freemasons, murdered Lincoln. As the same thing happened to JFK, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and Bobby Kennedy, Larry McDonald, McKinley, every one of them, for the same reasons. Squeaky Fromm, to scare up a little bit on Ford, make it look good. Hinckley on Reagan, because Reagan is running his mouth too much about the finances for them to care, because he was working for the Illuminati. He was definitely, absolutely, he was anti-American. But we'll never let you know that. Same thing with Nixon, Ford, Carter. Oh, he's one of the worst. FDR, no question about it. And even Woodrow Wilson. Everything I tell you, I've got evidence or I've got a study for it. Every single thing I tell you. But then you do your own research. Family, you got to know what's really going on. The Bushes, the Clintons, the Obamas, they're all working together. Carries, they're all bloodline. They're cousins. They're assigned as president of the United States of America Incorporated. This is a reality. Now, me telling you this is actually helping them because they're doing the same thing now with their so-called truth tellers. I'm going to take a step further, though. You see, they want you to know how worthless the government is. That's part of the agenda now because they have control. Now they want to get rid of the government. So people say, oh, we don't want the government anymore for the sixth time. Wasn't ready the other five times in our history. So they're letting you know how worthless the government is, how tyrannical it is, and all this and all that. And the purpose of that is so when they have a military takeover or they bring in the New World Order and peace, you'll say, whew, thank goodness, but it will be a lie. The Illuminati will not be defeated by man. because the Illuminati, Jesuits, control both sides of every conflict, always. Oath Keepers, y'all being lied to. Your leader, the one who founded Oath Keepers, is a fraud. Paul Rykoff of leading the way for to reduce the number of suicides with organizations. He's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. He's a fraud. They're members of Illuminati, Freemasonry, or it doesn't make any difference. They're all in the same mixed bag of evil that's fooling people. And some of these are former vets. Your entire Joint Chief of Staff, I'll tell you right now, are frauds. They are members of the Council of Foreign Relations. The same goes for Chatham House in Europe. Every single one of them. And nothing good will come out of them. Nothing. Now, I'm going to tell you, Jesus Christ is going to fix it all. But it's going to be supernatural. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, if you don't believe in the supernatural, I've just caused you some major heartburn. Because then you're going to say, well, gosh, then we have no hope. Really? You think God, who created this universe, is going to let this all happen, go bad? Are you, you can't be serious. If you don't believe in God, you have to believe in evolution. If you want to believe in evolution, I have to applaud you for the faith you have in the impossible creating itself. Wow. In other words, the universe is self-existing, and the inanimate objects called Earth and planets created life? You believe that? Man, that's got to be some heck of a faith going on there. You believe that something without intelligence created itself, made intelligence. Man, even an atheist will say, no way. Then you say, well, there's other beings out there. Oh, okay. So you have aliens. You got R2-D2. You got aliens going on. You got Pleiadians or Lemurians or Atlanteans or whatever, Ashtar, rough, or whatever. Okay, we got it. Well, hold on there a minute now. I don't stop there. No. I got a very basic question. Who created them? How can people stop there? And they're going to tell you when they have disclosure. They're going to tell you, we created you. That's coming. How come people don't say, whoa, hold on there, big boy. You Pleiadian, you got you. Where'd you come from? Who created you? I need to know that. You see. And you make them answer. Of course, they're not going to be too happy with you. Yeah, you see. And no. I believe in driving it to the molecule. Family, what I'm telling you today is true. What I've been telling you all along is true. Now, I got another curveball for you. Huh? I don't want you to believe a word I tell you. Not a word. Don't believe anything I tell you. I want you to listen if you're going to stick around. And then I want you to write it down or go back and listen or whatever and test it and try it and prove it wrong. Don't believe me. Go into it. I don't believe this guy. I do not believe this guy, Tom Gemmell. Don't believe him. Good. I don't want you to. And you go and you try to prove me wrong. If you do, then you let me know. And if I'm wrong, I'll admit it in a heartbeat. I have no problem with that. And we both win. But if I'm not wrong, That's called, what's that word? Oh, yeah, research. Self-research, your own research. Study yourself approved. The King James Bible. Oh, but you got to read the originals. Really? I do. So, if I have to read the originals, which is in Greek and Hebrew, number one, there aren't any. That's a problem, you know. It's a little bit of a problem. You don't have any. And number two, does that mean I have to go to the Smithsonian Institute or Jerusalem? That costs a lot of money for research. How do 7 billion people in the world migrate to Jerusalem to read the originals? I'm curious. You think God might have figured something out on that one? That maybe, just possibly, he accumulated all the scriptures of Hebrew, Aramaic, Latin, Greek, into English, a universal language into one book that everybody would have availability to? You think God might have figured that out a long time ago? Or maybe he didn't. Maybe he made a mistake and forgot. I don't think so. Does that mean I need five books in front of me to understand God, Word of God? I got to read the English and I got to go to Hebrew. Oh, that, gosh, I'm sorry. That means I got to learn Hebrew, don't I? I better get started on, huh? Pizlar, do they have a Hebrew-speaking tape I can take and Greek too? I better get working on it. You know, and 7 billion people, them too. Or do we have to depend on someone who can speak Hebrew, like a rabbi? Yeah, into Judaism. Oh, I really trust him. Or a Roman Catholic priest. Oh, yeah, a cardinal or a bishop or whatever. That went over really well in the Dark Ages. Yeah, 50 to 68 million people murdered in a 600-year period. That went over really well, didn't it? That's just the Inquisition. I ain't counting the wars that orchestrated and murdered people in the tens of millions. There's a problem there. This is reality. You can face it or not. I don't know what to tell you. But I deal with reality. Reality only. You know. Evidence. Give me evidence. Come, come, come. Not your opinion. Give me evidence. Well, I'm going to give you some today. And for those as my critics, hear me loud and clear. The King James Bible is irrefutably the inerrant word of God, and you can't prove otherwise. You can deny all you want. You can even go to Elmer Fudd for a reference. I don't really care what you do, because you will not prove otherwise. They haven't in 400 years, and the only time they're going to is when disclosure happens, and these alien-type beings that are fallen angels and evil, both sides of them are, will then say, we've created you. The Bible's been misinterpreted all these centuries, and we're going to give you the true word, that there's no sin. Oh, I got something to say about that later. And there's no one going to hell. There's no tribulations. Do what you want to do. Oh, that's got a second side to it. I'll explain that shortly. Now, if you want to believe that, then you better buckle up. Because the repercussions of that statement that they're going to make when the time comes is going to have massive implications that the New Age folks aren't expecting. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and the next thing I'm going to go into is a continuation of yesterday about the mass medication, some things you need to know about what's really going on today physically and medically. You need to know something that you aren't being told. And I'm going to tell you today. I'm going to tell you as soon as I dedicate the broadcast. And then we're going to move into news and then into the humanism. It's what really drives this country. But the mass medication, the medication of American citizens, specifically, began in the year 1900 A.D. And I've got it documented that fluorine, began the medication in the year 1900 in ways you can't even imagine by design. And then you'll sort of know why we are where we are today. And then you'll know what to pray against. There's a reason why, besides spiritual, religious, and whatever, that you pray before you eat anything. There's a distinct reason why, family, you need to know that there's more than just a spiritual reason why you pray and are thankful for food and all that. That's good. You should be thankful for food and thankful to God and so forth. Because when the day of famine comes, you're going to remember that. But there's another reason why you pray before you eat. God changes DNA. God changes physical properties. But only with faith. Lord, we thank you today that we come together, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we pray today that you give us wisdom, discernment, Father, that, Father, we can understand what this world is made of, what's going on around us today. Lord, we know through your wisdom, discernment, that each of us will have, will take away something different each time, that Lord, that, but it all comes together for the good. Father, we thank you for the King James Bible, Lord, the only true word of God that we have. And Father, we thank you for that. And but Father, most of, first of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. Lord, we lift up these prayers to you, Father, today, and Father, for the rest of the time. We call upon you, Lord, to spread the blood of Jesus around us, Lord, that Father, we can pray, and Father, we can study, we can work together, we can share knowledge with each other, that Lord, that through our prayers, we sanctify each other, through our prayers and our families, that they'll be sanctified, and Father, they'll be saved. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, today for our families, but Lord, we thank you and we ask you, Lord, that you'll protect them and Father, lead them to us and give us words to speak to those that are lost and Lord, to meet others. It's going to confirm our own beliefs and faith that makes us stronger, Lord, in the coming times that we see approaching. Lord, we thank you for the King James Bible, Lord, that has the true word of God, that has what's coming today in the book of Revelation that's telling us what's going to happen in the future. That, Lord, you'll guide us through the deception that happens, the interruptions that occurs, and, Father, that you'll lead us in the right path. And, Lord, we pray, away any interruptions. We call you, Lord, to shut them down, and, Father, to keep us guided in the right path. That's why, Father, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. And, Lord, we pray and ask you, Lord, to protect our veterans, to protect our citizens, Lord, that are contemplating suicide, that we see, Father, an increase, a massive increase that's being not reported. Father, being reported as accidents, reported, the Father, being targeted specifically. And Lord, we call upon you, Lord, that you'll send divine appointments to those thinking about suicide to redirect them, to cause them to think otherwise, to give them the faith, give them the love, the Father, the opportunity to turn away from that thought. Lord, we pray heavily. We pray today, Lord, to protect our children, the children in our country, well, Father, the children in the world because of the holidays that's coming up of this October and the Shawi, to shut it down, Lord, and to take away the powers of the Wicca, to shut down their power, Lord, to strip away the protection of the hierarchy, strip away the protection of those in the satanic realm, and, Lord, those that are worshiping Satan and Lucifer. Father, we call upon you to strip down their protection and expose them for who they are. And all these covens, Father, to shut them down. And Lord, to take away their sacrifices. And Lord, we call upon you to bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts. Those that will, Lord, that maybe you'll lead them to bring other covens into the fold and to completely tear down the covens. These things, Father, we pray. Father, your wisdom and discernment to guide us through these end times coming. That we see approaching. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. As in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be in earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, when I start my broadcast, I don't really mess around much. You know, I hit the ground running pretty much. And I throw out a lot of facts. And, you know, and that's why I have it recorded. And I ask you not to believe them. I ask you to check them out always. Always check them out. Never, ever trust one person ever. Nobody. But you must find other ways to support what you hear. Back in the 1900s, medical men set themselves up as so-called specialists, advisors on matters of public health. So it's not uncommon that many of them are Freemasons, members of Knights of Malta, members Satanists to pretend to be good people, and they're not. Editors of daily newspapers are fully informed regarding all these facts, but know that J.P. Morgan controlled 25 of the major newspapers. He bought out 25 newspapers, different ones, in 1915. supported by congressional records. He controls them. They put editors into each one of them. The editors made sure that the articles put out adhered to the agenda of the Illuminati. This is by congressional records confirmed this. This passed on in 1921 to the Rockefellers under the Council of Foreign Relations, which is a Luciferian Illuminati fact. Cheney was a director of it at one time. He concealed that fact to his constituents in Wisconsin. He's a liar. He lied to the constituents. He lied to the people that trusted him, like all the rest of them do. I'm not going to say Obama, this, that, and the other. It's all of them, every one of them. There's not one exception, except Lincoln, maybe, Andrew Jackson, JFK, McKinley. That's all. All the Roosevelts, all the Clintons, every mother, daughter, son of them, Bushes, one of the worst, and FDR. Four times he fooled the American people. And I got quotes, I got evidence of the evil these people perpetrated. Churchill, Tony Blair, every single one of them. But going back to these so-called specialists, scientists learned a lot about fluorine poison. The men who plot and plan these international conspiracies, they realized only one problem remained that prevented them from using the revolutionary purposes. This is behind the scenes that Americans don't know. Family, this is going on now, today, and you all call it in the conspiracy theory realm, GMO products. So don't think this is a century old. What good is it? This has everything to do with what's going on today with GMO products that you're using today. It's designed to kill, maim, and destroy only. Fact. In Vietnam, I heard even today when I was out, going out to the Mount Airy town, two Vietnam vets were coming up just having a talk, and I was there and listening. I missed Vietnam by 2 months. And they were talking. Oh, yeah, I heard one of them say he was a Korean veteran. And he's talking about his brother that was a Vietnam vet who was having a bad time with cancer. I said, yeah. I said, Agent Orange, wasn't it? He said, well, yeah. I said, well, they did that on purpose. What? I said, yeah. I said, the Agent Orange was done on purpose to give cancer by design. And I said, also, in 1966, our industrial complex, due to help, diplomatic help by the State Department, made sure that the specifications, complete specifications, for glycerol factory was given to the Russians by memo. It was allowed that interest, that peaceful trade could be conducted with the communist governments. And the State Department forbid any company from boycotting any of the Soviet bloc countries of peaceful trade, because they knew that they had to provide Russia with war equipment, just like we did Hitler in 1928. That's a fact, as ordered by the Jesuits, the Illuminati. So, the glycerol factory specification was given to Russia, who built the glycerol factory. And the Russians then, just like Henry Ford provided to Hitler with transportation, and we provided complete funding to IG Farben chemical cartel, who funded Adolf Hitler 100%. We also helped fund Russia, and we all, with the glycerol factory and other items, so they could provide the glycerol to the VC, who used the glycerol in the booby traps as a detonator. You ever heard of glycerin? And that accounted for 50% of our casualties in Vietnam by design. Fact. I got a problem with that. It's about time people started talking. Because it pervades itself today. Now. Bush, Clinton, and the rest of them are no better. Just as evil as the others before. Churchill, every one of them. And the interesting part about it is they're all actual bloodline cousins. An evil bloodline. Every mother son of them. You're doggone right, I'm on a warpath. Time people started learning. I quote, August of 1966, State Department issued a pamphlet that was entitled Boycotts versus the National Interest. And it states, I quote, all American citizens should know that any American businessman who chooses to engage in peaceful trade with the Soviet Union or Eastern European countries and to sell the goods he buys is acting within his rights as following the policy of his government. But any organization, however patriotic in intention, that undertakes to boycott, blacklist, or otherwise penalize or attack any American business for engaging in peaceful trade with Eastern European countries of the Soviet Union is acting against the interest of the United States, unquote. So, Dr. Anthony Sutton, historian, this has never been refuted, never will. He concluded that the guns, the ammunition, and the weapons, the transportation systems that killed Americans in Vietnam came from the American subsidized economy of the Soviet Union. So as in Korea, the Soviet Union served as a conduit for American businessmen to profit. Now I'm leading up to something now. Y'all keep up, those that can handle what I'm talking about. If you can't handle it, I don't want to tell you. You probably don't need to listen to Walt Disney or something about, I don't know, maybe falling meteorites or Sandy Hook or whatever. They're always going to keep you looking at the trees, not the forest. You know, I'm just getting warmed up. I'm going to lead up to something. You're going to hear some couple of audios that's going to shock you when I put them together. Quote, Sutton, without the capital supplied by Wall Street, there would have been no I.G. Farben in the first place, and almost certainly no Adolf Hitler and World War II, unquote. And did you know that the same group, bloodline, also funded the Bolshevik Revolution? Where did the Bolshevik come from? Communism, right? Socialism, Marxism, correct? You know that goes back to Albert Pike, that lying Freemason? It goes back to Albert Pike, 1850, 1870. He planned three world wars. Now, Freemasons, you should know that. If you had family members to die in those wars, know that one of your brotherhood members planned it for that they could die. That's a fact. Your own brotherhood responsible for your great-great-grandfather dying, not only in the Civil War, but also World War I and World War II and Korea. You don't think so? Would you take as credibility Gerald MacArthur? The possibility, quote, of Red China entry in the Korean War had existed ever since the order from Washington issued the 7th Fleet in June to neutralize Formosa, that was Taiwan, which in effect protected Red China mainland from attack by Chiang Kai-shek, forces of 500,000 men, unquote. Chiang Kai-shek was free China, was going to retake Red China, and he would have, with 500,000 men. They were going to attack the same time we're in the Korean War. You wouldn't have Red China today. it would not be communist. It would be free China. We sent the State Department, as ordered by the Jesuits, the Vatican, Illuminati, the whole mixed bag of evil, ordered our State Department to order the 7th Fleet to block Chiang Kai-shek, stop him from taking over Red China and making it free. That's where you had the Frozen Chosen. So if you had anyone die in Korea, you can blame your Freemason Brotherhood and the Jesuits, the Knights of Malta, because they're the cause of it. Fact. Now, I should continue. I've only scratched the surface. I've not even scratched the surface. I'm going to tell you how socialists achieve their goals here shortly. Now, here comes the slam dunker. Well, the problems they were having back then was how to have sufficient quantities of fluorine always on stockpile, ready and available at the sources of the drinking water supply, without creating suspicion. So the answer was to force fluoridation upon the citizens by acting that such mass medication would improve the teeth of their children. So Dr. Leo Spira, MD, PhD, MRCS, obviously an educated man, London, England, Vienna, and New York, considered the most outstanding authority in fluorine of the world. He reported that the cumulative effects of fluorine on the human body to the United States Senate only recently, in that period of time, looking about 1950s, and yet the devilish plot to put fluorine in the drinking water was backed by officials in Washington. They were busy back in the 50s, weren't they? Since an ex-employee of the Aluminum Company of America was made Secretary of the Public Health Administration. Aluminum. Who's aluminum? Causes Alzheimer's. Who's aluminum? Reynolds. Who's Reynolds? Illuminati family. Look it up right now. How about DuPont? Illuminati family. Look it up right now. How about tobacco? Reynolds, maybe? I'm the Marlboro man. I like Tamperello. It makes me such a classy lady. But I'm a Marlboro man. I go out there and I get me them cows and shoot them up, bang, bang. I'm a man. I'm smoke Marlboro. Of course, then again, it changed, didn't it, in the 60s and 70s? You got Cheech and Chong. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. A little marijuana to close down that control of your spirit. That's exactly what it's for. Oh, they're working. Now they got the e-cigarettes, the free-base nicotine. The kids don't know that. And then they're going to add to it when they legalize marijuana, and they will. It's free-base marijuana. It's called a water pipe, a water bong attached to your chest. How much closer can you get to mass medication? And how about the cocaine in the Coca-Cola in the 1860s? Their key word was relieves fatigue. Yeah, I guess it does, huh? Cocaine's got a way of doing that, I hear. Relieves fatigue was a jingle for it. You darn right, relieve fatigue. Heck, it put cocaine in your system, for goodness sakes. To about, when was it, 1970, 1980? Oh, Coca-Cola, K. O-H-L-A, oh yeah, Cola. It's the name of a group of a Illuminati family, Cola. But in any case, they changed the formula. Uh-huh. Made you addicted to it, didn't they? Made it where you got used to that, didn't you? Right? Everybody? And what happened? Well, we need a replacement. And they gave it to you, didn't they? It's called energy drinks. Monster. Other things. Monster? Oh, I can't wait to Monster. Yeah, the three scratch marks on it. Did you know that's a script for 666? Oh, yeah. You know that people's died from it already? Oh, yeah. So they replaced cocaine and Coca-Cola with energy drinks. How about that? Make you addicted, they make you want more. Take it away from you, you're going to want it. And they gave it to you, called energy drinks. Good gosh. Now this Dr. Spira stated that as a result of using aluminum cooking utensils back in the 50s and 40s and 50s, aluminum cooking utensils, I quote, plus the fluorine ingested with a normal diet, thousands of people were suffering from chronic fluorosis for that very specific reason. That's why they put the aluminum cooking utensils with the fluorine added together was by design. It wasn't a mistake. Doggone it. Family, wake up. See, the medical men, they consulted, diagnosed as other ailments. Like suicides are diagnosed as having accidents. They're not telling you they're in the troops, they're orchestrating the suicides. They call them accidents now. So it cuts down the number. Doesn't raise an alarm. Then they blame it on post-traumatic stress. Then they have this wild, unbelievable 10 reasons why your child has ADHD. What a bunch of liars. ADHD means he's just a kid. Well, this kid is, and they give 10 reasons why. They tell the parents who's trusting these doggone lying Freemason doctors that we need to give your kid some Prozac or whatever else, Mylof or Triloff or some loff or something. He needs it, and he calms him down. My kid's so much better, she says. Yeah, no kidding. He's medicated. How about that? Then they take your older folks into these homes down here and put... Oh, don't get me started. Man, I'm ticked off. Doggone when people are going to start listening, unless you want to go watch reruns of Andy Griffin going ahead, because I'm not going to back down. Doggone it. Report came out August the 25th, 2014. Okay, that's why I'm saving it. Now I see. The title of it was My Dad Wasn't Dying. It's on Winston-Salem Journal newspaper, Monday. It's on the front page of the Winston-Salem Journal paper, August the 25th, 2014. Not a tabloid. It says My Dad Was Dying, went to a hospice, and he died. He wasn't dying. They put him there anyway. They put stuff in his body. He died. My stepdad died back in June. Doggone it, people. Y'all got to wake up. And you nurses and you doctors, shame on you. Now, you have some of them that's good, but they're stuck because of their jobs. Some of them are quiet because they want to lose their jobs. You see? Watch this. When they started using aluminum cooking utensils and the fluorine together, ingested with a normal diet, that's what started in the 1950s, 40s and 50s, now, 50s, 60s, 70s, by design, a chronic fluorosis. And that's which medical men, when they consult diagnosis as other ailments, while mottled teeth was a sheer visible indication of chloric fluorine. I got trouble with that. Poisoning. It's poisoning a person with mottled teeth. So then you ask the questions. Do you suffer from constipation to the extent that you have to frequently use aspirins? Do you suffer from pins and needles in your fingers and toes? Do they go numb? Do they suffer from boils? Back in the 50s and 60s, you better believe it. That's why. That's why your children back in the late 50s, early 60s had boils on their body because of chronic fluorosis. Did they have heat spots, heat bumps, or rashes? Notice any loose or shriveled skin between your toes, and does it peel? And are your fingernails brittle? Do they break easily? If you've got mottled teeth or nails, answer is yes to any of those. Then there's further indication you're suffering from the cumulative results of fluorine poisoning that they're not telling you about. And you know, the symptoms encountered in more severe cases of chronic fluorine poisoning, which can result from ingesting just a little of the poison regularly, are constipation alternate with diarrhea, frequent attacks of common colds, runny nose, sneezing, sore throats, severe gas formation, hoarseness or huskiness of your voice, neuritis, neural gait, bronchitis, carrot of upper air passages, tender calves, irritation of skin, pins and needles, deadness and numbness in the limbs, particularly hands and fingers, conjunctivitis, lenormiasia, bleeding of the gums, excessive salivation, dribbling at the corner of the mouth, disturbances of hearing, excessive perspiration, skin eczema, hardening of the skin on palms and soles, warts, loss of hair, changes in fingers and toenails, white specks or lines on fingernails or toenails, brown patches on skin, general debility, weakness, tiredness, varicose veins, swelling of the legs, mental disturbances, chronic gastric and duodenal disturbances, Bryce disease. You know that it was estimated that if people continued to use aluminum cooking utensils back then, even as little as 1 parts per million of fluoride that's added to the drinking water, that the doctors and dentists will begin to reap a real financial harvest, because the cumulative effects of the poison would cause people to become steadily poor in health as they advance in age. So, diet that's high in calcium and vitamin B and C would help, but will not cure suffering from chronic fluorosis. And back then in the 50s, did you know? Look it up right now. Did you know that that pablum had fluorine in it? Baby food. And did you know that 1952-54, look it up right now, between 30 and 90 million Americans, babies, baby boomers being born in 52-53, was actually given the laboratory-made, designed cancer, that's where it came from, into the polio vaccines. You know that little scar you got there that you'd get, and it left the scar forever, still there? 30 to 90 million Americans received polio, received cancer in that vaccine by design. 50s and 60s. Add to it Agent Orange for the service. You getting the idea here? That makes me a little mad. This was by design. This is evidentiary. Parents of children that was raised back then on any of the so-called, quote-unquote, perfect baby foods, which contained animal bone meal, which should pay particular attention to the complaints. Of any today, they probably quantified it. But the doctors said that the children who were then 8 years old would have to wear special splints for at least 3 years. Because subjecting them to the torture, you're going to see their, what they saw was a high calcium diet and vitamin E, vitamin B will do for them. So every parent back then whose child was diagnosed as suffering from colitis or colic should have checked thoroughly to make sure that the son or daughter was not suffering from chronic fluorine poisoning. That's why. And so the study of the fluorine gave another example of how the men of the hidden government, the Illuminati, who directed the international conspiracy, they used capitalist subversives at the top of the pecking order and the communist subversives at the bottom, communist subversives, to further their plans to bring about a new world order. They made a huge sale out of aluminum utensils. And they made millions. And the fluorine is a byproduct, or was a byproduct, from the manufacture of aluminum. And do you know that would explain the reason why they have aluminum oxide being sprayed in the atmosphere through the chemtrails? Because now they have what? They've got water, natural water, or they say natural water in the bottles. So they make up for it by the spraying the aluminum oxide in the atmosphere. Yeah, sneaky. William G. Carr says, quote, if fluoridation is permitted, this was back in the 50s, the deadly poison would be stockpiled in sufficient quantities at the very source of our water supplies to permit the subversives to use it in the event of a revolution. William G. Carr says, and I quote, I can state without fear of contradiction that in England, during World War II, water supplying army camps were found to contain as much as 1.4 parts per million of fluorine, but top-level officials at the government absolutely refused to permit medical officers attached to the units that's affected to trace the source of the poison, unquote. And actually, quote, the orders were given that the medical officers who discovered the presence of fluorine in the water were not to be permitted to enter the pumping stations at the source of the water supply. My, my, my. See, this backs up everything I've said so far about what they've tried to do all along. They are part of a satanic organization at the highest level in ways that the average American has no idea what's going on. And what they do is when they start finding these things out, it's a catch-22. People run from it and go back to watching TV or golf or listen to some other mind-numbing, I don't know, reports or something. It means nothing. Now you know why you should pray before meals. That's my point. You know, William G. Carr was part of this. He, director of civil defense for Sudbury District in southern Ontario between 1950 and 1951. He repeatedly warned authorities in local, provincial, and federal governments in the danger of fluoridation. And they went after William G. Carr as a smear campaign. Fluoridation was put into effect in Sudbury in Canada, and many other centers in population in Canada, and over 125 in the United States adopted fluoridation. And you had other centers that were brainwashed into following their example. And you know that fluorine is one of the cheapest, most effective poisons known to chemists. It's colorless, odorless, and tasteless. And there's no known antidote. So once the machinery is installed in the pumping stations, necessary quantities of poison are on hand. One turn of a valve by one man can render every person drinking the water helpless. It's a devil's poison. Experiments of fluoride poisons were conducted in Soviets, by the Soviets, between 1919 and 1939. Public officials and members of the Communist Party drank only pure water obtained from wells and springs. Well, well, well. And you had a congressman, A.L. Miller, medical doctor. He was a former state health director for Nebraska. And he stated that at first, he had first been misguided by the public health service, but later obtained overwhelming scientific evidence that definitely changed his mind in the matter of fluoridation. It goes back to the 1950s. Family, they have increased in their methodology by technology, obviously. But nothing else has changed. All they've done is changed their technology. Nobody has changed a thing. Except they've gotten better at it. It's why you pray over meals. Family, this is where we are. This is what they're doing. This is reality. Now, if you want to worry about Fukushima, go on ahead. You want to worry about Nibiru or whatever, go on ahead. You want to worry about, I don't know, plastic coffins down there in Atlanta, Georgia, go on ahead. But all that's just trees. I look at the forest. And there's people out there that want you to look at the trees. And they pretend to be on your side. Don't believe them. Keep focused on the truth. And the truth is supernatural. And I go back to what I said. If you don't believe in the supernatural, you believe in evolution. You believe in evolution, you believe in a self-existing universe. You believe in aliens, then you got to ask yourself who created them. Make them work. Because the truth is contained in the book of Revelation. Because everything we see now is going by the book. Exactly like it says. Because they can't deviate. There's an unpleasant fact that if God's a reality, then Satan is also a reality. If Satan had the power to tempt Christ himself, even think he did, then he also has the power to promise other men the whole world if they will adore him and serve him. And this is what's going on the supernatural level. The ministers of the Christian religion preach the commandments of God in their churches one day a week. The priests of Satan work day and night throughout the year, teaching the inversion of the commandments of God. They have your children 9 months out of the year, 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday. Every public school is a school of humanism. Every college and university, Charles Francis Potter, a humanist, confirms that in 1930. And then every college and university in America, every one of them, has a resident Marxist scholar to make sure that college and university follows the humanist manifesto, socialism, Marxism, and its preachment in every major and small college and university. Every single one. You see, the Illuminati, they're not atheists. They believe in the supernatural. Because of their insane hatred of God, they believe in Satan. Just we believe in God. You know, it's sad that to admit that those who are inclined to evil are far more loyal to the devil than those of us who are inclined to good is loyal to God and Jesus. People more loyal to their worship leader that's human or religion or church, whatever, than they are to Jesus. And you know that those who have espoused the cause of Satan, they work every waking hour to spread their civil influence among the rest of mankind. They do their evil work in all the public places and streets and offices, beverage rooms, clubs, newspapers, books, magazines, everywhere. I've talked about the seven areas. They have succeeded until the holy sacred words of Jesus Christ are on nearly everyone's tongue every minute of the day. It's called the full armor of God. Sorry, but that's the way it is. Not as a prayer, but for them, it's blasphemy saying Jesus Christ. In words, it's not to prayer. Using his name in vain. I'm bad at that at one time. I'm getting better of changing the slang that I used to use. But I got this to tell you. Because the scriptures tell us in the story of Christ, in the story about Jesus Christ, that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bend and every head shall bow. And there's not a darn thing they can do to stop it. And Jesus ain't Yeshua, not Yahweh, Yahuwah, or whatever. Satanism is a very real thing. Some signs will even tell you we worship Satan. Matter of fact, it's all through your children's studies, TV, everything. And definitely the schools. Now I'm going to lead up to humanism now. I have only scratched the surface. Even if that. You will call it that. To give you an idea. And why you pray before a meal. Goes way past just being thankful. How close is it? How about the MTV VMA Awards by Jack Black in front of thousands of millions on the TV and thousands of their own co-workers in the VMA Awards?
Good. Backstage, you told me to comment on your muscles if I felt the urge.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for commenting.
I didn't.
Been working out a lot.
Previous winners of Best Rock Video are some of the most exciting acts of all time. Green Day, Linkin Park, and of course, Aerosmith.
Yeah. Now listen, since we're given a rock award tonight, who wants to pray to the devil with me? Who's in with me? Come on, hey. Let me see those horns. Let me see those horns. Metal. All right. Now take the hand of the person next to you. Come on, Layton. Dear Dark Lord Satan, hope everything's good with you. I'm doing fine myself. Just wanted to say hi and ask you to grant tonight's nominees continued success in the music industry. How's that?
Metal. Very metal.
Thank you.
The nominees for Best Rock Video are...
That's how it really works. And literally, did you know that they actually signed their name in blood with an instrument of some kind? Like a nurse would take blood out of your system. They have a writing device that once they sign a contract for a movie, for singing, for dancing, for whatever it is, with whatever record company or whatever TV program or whatever, if they're going to have continued success, they must sign their name in blood, literally in ceremony, to Satan, or they will not get a contract and they will not make it in Hollywood. That's how they make it. Literally. That's confirmed. By their own words. This is what really happens. For example.
You're doing well now, but didn't you release a CD like almost 10 years ago?
I released a gospel record when I was 15 because I grew up in a household where all I ever did was listen to gospel music, and my parents are both traveling ministers, and so I kind of sang about what was going on in my life at 15, and that's how I got introduced to the music industry. I swear I wanted to be like the Amy Grant of music.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out, and so I sold my soul to the devil.
They're not kidding around. It's no joke. It's deadly serious. They're told that if you do a good deed, you get out of it. But that's not true. They're lied to. They kill them. If they lose them around 27, 28, they take their soul then. It's called the 27 Club. Others that want to advance further and higher, somebody in their family must die. Grandmother, mother, half-brother, sister, whatever. Somebody in their family's got to die. literally, in politics, entertainment, whoever is giving their life to Satan, if they're going to move up higher, somebody's got to die in their family. You understand? This is what's really going on behind the scenes. They don't stop. They don't let down because they know their time is short. This is what's really happening around this world. And everything else to keep you all busy, tied up, and confused. And mass medication serves that purpose. Now, that's the reality. You know, and not liking it, not believing it, it doesn't matter. Because it's a fact, you see. That's why you have to get close to Jesus Christ, literally. I do not consider this a spiritual show or program or Christian program. I consider it a reality show. Not a reality show, but a show based on reality, on what's really going on. You see? Because I see the times are coming. I see the signs. When you know the spring is coming, excuse me, when you know the fall is coming, the leaves change. Without looking at the calendar, you can say, oh, it's about fall, because you see the signs of the times. The same thing. And the signs will increase. The more the signs, the quicker you get in that generation. And I want to talk about that. I don't know if I'll, maybe I won't talk about, I'll probably talk about it tomorrow on Bible study, 8 to 9, about the signs of the times, discerning the signs of the times. And this generation shall not pass. Well, they're passing out wrong information. They're trying to say that 2017 is the time that Jesus is coming. It's all mixed up. They say because Israel formed up in 1948 and the generation is 70 years. Oh, it must be that 70 years plus 1948 leads us to the next tribulation. Well, they're lying to you. They're way off track. That's not what Matthew 21 and 22 talks about. That this generation shall not pass until... Well, they've been misleading a lot of people on this thing. Because they want to try to rush it. So we'll accept Sananda Emmanuel, the Yeshua guy. See, right now, some of this may not make sense to some of you. But it will when the time comes. See, I'm prepared for that. I can give you more of these recordings where they confirm. But I think I've made my point. And if I can give it to you, y'all can too. I wanted to make my point on that. Now, I'm going to make one more. I'm going to make another point with, if I can find it here. It's an audio that I find very, very interesting. And pay particular attention, because the audio I'm going to play one and the audio second are not connected in any way. The two are separate, completely separate. And I found that, I said, wow, that's an eye-opener. Keep particular attention to the fruit industry. And then I'm going to talk about humanism and how the socialists, which control our country today and always have, complete their items, complete their agenda. All right, now I'm going to set this up and listen to how they work. And family, Edward Bernays is a nephew of Sigmund Freud. Sigmund Freud was a Satanist. Family, he was a Satanist. Edward Bernays is what sold us war. The Jesuits, almost a century before, planned the wars. Here's what happens. And watch this. How they do this. And consider the fluoride I've just told you about. How they sell us all these, the commercials. and all that sort of thing. Every bit of it plays a part of this. Every bit of it. 24/7. And there's no escaping it except through Jesus. I want you to know that. Here we go.
You can turn back now or learn the stuff they don't want you to know. Here are the facts. Although Edward Bernays is little known today, his work speaks for itself. In an earlier episode, we explored Bernays' campaign to popularize smoking among women. But this wasn't his only project. He's the reason Americans eat eggs and bacon for breakfast. Before Bernays, most Americans ate a light breakfast. In the 1950s, the Beech Nut Packing Company contracted Bernays to expand sales of bacon. Instead of attacking other bacon companies, Bernays courted experts. He wrote a carefully worded letter to 5,000 physicians asking them whether a hearty breakfast was better than a light one. The results made headlines. More than 4,500 doctors recommended a hearty breakfast and specifically mentioned bacon and eggs. Bernays' plan was a success. Business owners across the United States took notice, and they weren't the only ones. In fact, Bernays worked for the United States both before and during his corporate campaigns. However, they didn't pay him to sell bacon or cigarettes. They paid him to sell wars. Here's where it gets crazy. In 1917, President Woodrow Wilson formed Committee on Public Information, or CPI, which raised support for U.S. engagement in World War I. Bernays worked for the organization, which was headed by George Creel. They briefed President Wilson, directing him in the use of propaganda. The CPI hired thousands of four-minute men, speakers who were trained to speak about the war for 4 minutes during community events. The men at CPI believed that the average attention span was about 4 minutes. Bernays' work was successful, and the United States eventually did enter World War I. His work didn't stop there. Over the years, Bernays consulted with other presidents, Eisenhower, Hoover, and more, while continuing to consult with businesses. Often his client base overlapped in strange ways. When the United Fruit Company was unhappy with the democratic government of Guatemala in the 1950s, they first pulled strings with the U.S. Embassy. Under the previous dictatorship, United Fruit had enormous control over the country. They had tax exemptions, a large degree of autonomy, and controlled the country's railroad and post office. Yet the new presidents refused to support United Fruit's control of the nation. They also allowed the Communist Party to operate openly. Unfortunately for those presidents and Guatemala, United Fruit had high-level connections. Alan Dulles, the director of Central Intelligence, was a stakeholder in United Fruit, and his brother, John Foster Dulles, was Secretary of State. But United Fruit still needed to convince Congress and the American public, so they hired Edward Bernays. Bernays persuaded Congress and the administration that attacks on United Fruit were proof of communist subversion, and that President Arbenz was a communist himself. According to the CIA report, he sent correspondents from Time, Newsweek, the New York Times, and Chicago Tribune to report on communist activities in Guatemala. As the coup took place, Bernays persuaded the American public that the CIA-backed military juntas were actually freedom fighters stopping the spread of communism. Bernays' work paved the way from the 1954 coup of Guatemala, which triggered a civil war that would last for 4 decades. By the time this war ended, hundreds of thousands had died. Bernays' work attracted several notable fans, including Nazi propagandist Joseph Goebbels, who based his strategies on Bernays' theories. This isn't to say that Bernays was necessarily a bad man, just very, very good at what he did. And Goebbels wasn't the only person to copy Bernays' work. PR agencies across the planet use Bernays' techniques every day, influencing your opinion about products, countries, and of course, politics. But who's paying them to influence you, and why? That is something they don't want you to know. Tune in next week to learn more about the legacy of Edward Bernays and how the same propaganda techniques are being used on you today.
Okay, I'm telling you now what it is, okay? He said, Edward Bernays said, I quote, 1928, the same year we funded Hitler. The same year they were planning, the year before that, 1927, they were planning the Great Depression for a military takeover of the U.S. government by 1933. You got that? And you heard about the fruit company, right? Unrelated to that research. Now, some of you, my regular listeners, you've heard this before. But now you're going to get another perspective of it. Y'all. All right. Let's go with this. Now, this is about the fruit.
You can roughly locate any community somewhere along a scale running all the way from democracy to despotism. This man makes it his job to study these things.
Well, for one thing, avoid the comfortable idea that the mere form of government can of itself safeguard a nation against despotism.
For big business, despotism was often a useful tool for securing foreign markets and pursuing profits. One of the U.S. Marine Corps' most highly decorated generals, Smedley Darlington Butler, by his own account, helped pacify Mexico for American oil companies, Haiti and Cuba for National City Bank, Nicaragua for the Brown Brothers brokerage, the Dominican Republic for sugar interests, Honduras for U.S. fruit companies, and China for Standard Oil. General Butler's services were also in demand in the United States itself in the 1930s, as President Franklin Delano Roosevelt sought to relieve the misery of the Depression through public enterprise and tougher regulations on corporate exploitation and misdeeds.
More power to you, President Roosevelt. The entire country's behind you, thrilled with hope and patriotism.
But the country was not entirely behind the populist president. Large parts of the corporate elite despised what Roosevelt's New Deal stood for. And so, in 1934, a group of conspirators sought to involve General Butler in a treasonous plan.
The plan as outlined to me was to form an organization of veterans, to use as a bluff or as a club at least, to intimidate the government.
But the corporate cabal had picked the wrong man. Butler was fed up with being what he called a gangster for capitalism.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee, the highest representation of the American people, under subpoena to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship. The upshot of the whole thing was that I was supposed to lead an organization of 500,000 men, which would be able to take over the functions of government.
A Congressional Committee ultimately found evidence of a plot to overthrow Roosevelt. According to Butler, the conspiracy included representatives of some of America's top corporations, including J.P. Morgan, DuPont, and Goodyear Tire. As today's chairman of Goodyear Tire knows, for corporations to dominate government, a coup is no longer necessary.
Okay, from then on it gets kind of quirky because they try to put the blame on the companies and businesses. And that's a bunch of baloney. So you don't have to listen to that garbage. Well, they say, well, they try to say, well, it's corporations that's doing this. And that's a lie. Now, I found another, a little bit better. Try this one out. This is a little bit longer, actually, right off the bat.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee, the highest representation
That's
of the American people under subpoena to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship. The plan as outlined to me was to form an organization of veterans, to use as a bluff or as a club at least, to intimidate the government and break down our democratic institutions. The upshot of the whole thing was that I was supposed to lead an organization of 500,000 men, which would be able to take over the functions of government. I talked with an investigator for this committee who came to me with a subpoena on Sunday, November 18th. He told me they had unearthed evidence linking my name with several such veteran organizations. As it then seemed to me to be getting serious, I felt it was my duty to tell all I knew of such activities to this committee. My main interest in all this is to preserve our democratic institution. I want to retain the right to vote, the right to speak freely, and the right to write. If we maintain these basic principles, our democracy is safe. No dictatorship can exist with suffrage, freedom of speech, and press.
6 years after that speech, and the Dirksen McCormick Commission concluded and confirmed a plot to seize the White House, 6 years later, on March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors, in front of witnesses of three congressional committees, one which was named Senator Lundeen, FDR said the following words that was never supposed to hit the American public. And I quote, and this comes straight from Senator Lundeen to William G. Carr. Here's what really happened 6 years after that speech. And I quote FDR, four-time president. You know, the fireside speech guy going on with the radio? Yeah, that one. He said, and I quote, "I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I am putting my people," that's the Illuminati, by the way, "ahead of all instruments," and instruments were the American citizens. That's correct. "I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war, and a war only. To hell with the American people as far as the democracy is concerned. It does not exist. It never did. And we will never let it happen that way. I am going to crush business, infest America with all the aliens possible." Does that sound familiar? "And the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My New Deal's a failure, and I know it. But no one else will tell me that I must discontinue my present activities and program," unquote, FDR. Now, that's the real present attitude of all of our presidents, that a presence of a corporation called America Incorporated. Even his ancestral cousin, one century before this speech, his ancestral cousin published in America, 100 years before this, The Science of Government Founded on Natural Law. And that was a plagiarized version of the teachings of Adam Weishaupt, May the 1st, 1776. A communist document that was given to Karl Marx to plagiarize. It was plagiarized by Karl Marx to plagiarize into the Communist Manifesto, which set up the Bolshevik Revolution, which Wall Street funded. Fact. And some 10 years later, funded fully Adolf Hitler. Fact. And did you know, Churchill, Stalin, Queen Elizabeth II, and Hitler were second cousins. And Queen Elizabeth II married her second cousin. And did you know that all the presidents, excluding FDR, were lower level, third cousin, fourth, fifth, sixth cousin, whatever, of the same family? You all getting the idea here of what's really going on? How Satan really works? You're getting a full shot of it today, family. Trying to wake people up to the reality of what's going on around them. And they're not done. They're not done. But when Jesus Christ comes back, they're going to cook. Those that take Jesus Christ as Savior might be saved. But those that don't are going to end up in hell. I don't mince words. I never was good at that. But that was 1933 and 1939. What about the year 2013 and 2014? You think it's changed any?
So things are getting nutty in D.C. and people are concerned about our Constitution and whether or not, you know, we're maintaining the integrity of our Constitution, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Rick Joyner, Pastor Rick Joyner of the Morningstar Ministries, he's genuinely concerned about the disregard for our Constitution, which is why he's praying for God to manufacture a military takeover of the United States government. On a recent TV episode, you know, it's funny, but it's not funny because he's really serious. And he's connected up with some, like, military people. He said this: there's no way our republic can last much longer. It may not last through Obama's second term. There's a glib, almost joyful disregard of the Constitution, a belittling of the Constitution. We're headed for serious tyranny, is what he says. So, Pastor Joyner, please tell us what we can do. I'm concerned about our Constitution, too. What can we do to save it? Let's see what he has to offer.
The kingdom of God is coming. And America is not the kingdom of God. We're not the new Jerusalem. I think we've been used in some wonderful and powerful ways by God. We've been one of the most generous nations in history. We've done so much good. And that's why I appeal to the Lord. Don't let us be totally destroyed. Please raise up those who will save us. And as I've started telling friends for a long time, that no election's going to get the right person in there that can restore us, because the system is so broken, so undermined right now, the whole system. I believe our only hope is a military takeover, martial law, and that the most crucial element of that is who the marshal is going to be. I believe there are noble leaders in our military.
Well, I hope God is watching his little TV station there.
I'm shocked that he would ask for specifically a military takeover. Oftentimes their messages are slightly more subtle.
And even more specifically, he says, I believe that there are noble leaders in our military that love the republic, love everything that we stand for, and they could seize the government. And what's important to him, as he said, is who those people are within the military. So who might those noble marshals be, Pastor Joyner? Well, Rick Joyner is the president of the Oak Initiative, which is, their own website describes them as a grassroots movement to unite, mobilize, equip, and activate Christians. And among the ministers and Christian lobbyists that comprise the 14 board member of the Oak, listed directly below the chair and the president, is retired Army General Jerry Boykin. And this is how Boykin is described in the Oaks Initiative own website. Lieutenant General Boykin was one of the elite warriors chosen in 1978 to make up the first unit in America's ultra-secretive and deadly Delta Force. That's who I want as part of my Christian army.
That's unbelievable. And you know what? The hypocrisy here is just egregious, right? So one of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not kill. Period. It's not thou shalt not kill unless it's convenient to our political agenda. It's unbelievable, especially to have people that have essentially trained to kill others on their board and on their team.
Besides the fact of the hypocrisy of they're so concerned about the Constitution that they want to usurp the Constitution. So on a recent show, General Boykin and Pastor Joyner discussed the excitement that the end times were near and that the only thing that needs to happen in order for the end times is for a prophecy to take place, Isaiah's prophecy of the destruction of Damascus, Syria. So they're like
super excited about the destruction.
They're geared up. Yeah. Oh, goody, grab the popcorn, you know. End days are coming, but not before Joyner and Boykin elicit God's help to save the Constitution by suspending the Constitution.
What are we doing now? We're bombing Syria, aren't we? It's just passed on to the next one. Like we erroneously went into Iraq for reasons I'm not even going to go into. It goes all the way back. Do you remember a little while ago, it talked about Edward Bernays, for example. And he is the reason by sending the letters, like, for example, the 5,000 medical doctors, and the reason we're having big breakfasts and bacon and eggs and all that, right? You remember that a little while ago? Well, September the 22nd, 5 reasons to skip breakfast. Once considered the foundation of any healthy diet, the morning meal may now be negotiable. The belief that we don't have a get up and go unless we down our Cheerios has turned the concept of eating upon rising to a die-hard dietary rule. Original research on whether breakfast, for example, may not impact the health. In other words, not to eat a big diet, eat a big breakfast anymore. Should we stop ordering egg whites? 5 reasons to skip breakfast. They've been lying about the wars. They've been lying about the whole darn thing. And Oath Keepers, you got traitors. I've been saying this for 5 years. Oath Keepers, you're being lied to. Man, you got traitors. It's your organization at the highest level. They're lying to you, man. They're setting you up like they was going to do set up. They were going to set up Smedley Butler and catch him in the act of forming the military takeover, just like you heard his testimony. Catch him in the act, declare martial law, exactly like FDR said he's going to do, and declare martial law. He talked about it. You heard the reenactment, not the reenactment, the actual testimony. And then I played you the actual words of the actual testimony, and I gave you the actual quote from FDR confirming it. 6 years later. You see, I believe in evidence. Opinions don't mean anything to me. I don't want to hear them. I want evidence. And sometimes the evidence isn't the thing you want to hear these days. It's not easy, you know, to realize we've been fooled. Well, it's time to get back. And that means to get with Jesus, not let Satan have your soul. Tribulation is coming to this world. There's no stopping it. Only question is when. That's the only thing that's going to happen. When? When's it going to hit? Oath Keepers, don't be settled in what you're doing is thinking that you're safe. You're not. Because people in your own group are setting you up. Because they work for the other side. Stuart Rhodes distracts the military law enforcement from the Ashkenazi that wrecks America. But it's not just Ashkenazi. It's the Italian, the German, Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Jerry Boykin, and Rick Joyner are Knights of Malta, playing both sides. So don't get caught up in this, oh, it's those Jews, man. Christian identity, take a hike. Take your racist ideas somewhere else. This is a Luciferian agenda. And they're trying to keep the truth down. They're trying to put people in the highest level. It's called a fifth column strategy. And at the levels you think that they're on your side, they're not. You got to know the background. And then it tells you those who play together work together. Ron Paul's another one. Ron Paul and Rhodes are moles. Ron Paul's a Rosicrucian. He's another liar. He comes out of the Council of National Policy when they created the Tea Party. The Council of National Policy is your right-wing religious-type groups that are Luciferian, Freemasons. Look it up, Council of National Policy, and the names. They're subservient under the Council of Foreign Relations. Family, Jesus Christ is the only one. No human can you depend on. And the Bible confirms that. Napolitano, you got to be kidding me. They lie on TV through their teeth. I don't know if they had any fluorine. Any case, what is the basis? Education. Sets your core belief up. The medication keeps you dumbed down. That's the point I'm making. Knowing that, quote, Charles Francis Potter, a humanist, said education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every public school is a school of humanism. And then in 57 years later, Herbert London of New York University, which is Illuminati, said, I quote, the strides made by Marxism in American universities in the last two decades, that put it in the 1960s there, are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its preachment. That means Marxist socialism. And almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar. Where can you trace it now that I've told you? Where can you trace this resident Marxist scholar and socialism? You can trace it all the way back to Albert Pike. Where you trace him back to? Well, also include Bernays and those guys I've just talked about in the middle. But Albert Pike in 1870s, who planned three world wars. Where you trace him back to? Manzini, Clinton Roosevelt. Where you trace them back to? Adam Weishaupt, a Jesuit priest. The World Revolutionary Plan began then. Right up till today, right now, as we speak. It is what is in effect. The Humanist Manifesto. Now, that little bit being said, Horseman. He's the person credited with starting the government-run education in the United States in 1839. He learned his techniques in Prussia, for Prussia. And his motivation was to end education by Christians. That's a fox in the hen house, I'd say. And Horace Mann was a Unitarian. Oh, my, my. That's not all. Oh, my. Let me check something here. I just said he's a Unitarian, didn't I? Well, well, well. Did you know? Little dots connect on me everywhere. Did you know that Brock Chisholm was also a Unitarian? Brock Chisholm, director of World Health Organization, 1948-1953, he said, I quote, in 1948-53, but at the same time, he had Bernays and all these guys, to achieve world government, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. He was a Unitarian. And Brock Chisholm also said, in one of their steps of the plan to bring us to a new world order, that once they assign the leader of the new world order, for us, we know it as the Antichrist, once it's been appointed, what they're going to do next, listen carefully, and it has everything to do with infesting America with all the aliens possible. It goes back to the 1940s. He said, and I quote, William G. Carr, Where It Red Fog Over America, he said that the agent tour of the Illuminati will next proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races. This experiment has already been carried out on a grand scale, and Dr. Brock Chisholm advocated on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that, quote, by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear. So they mix the races, and they've accomplished that as of 2013, eradicate everybody else, all the other races. They do that by technology. That they will no longer have racial division, political division, religious division, but they'll have their new world order with no conflict. And that's why they're going to kill every Freemason. They're going to eliminate the FBI. That's on their 45 goals of the communists briefed in Congress in 1963. They're going to eliminate the FBI. That's documented. That's listed in congressional hearing. You understand this. So if they eliminate the FBI, you FBI fellows out there, do you understand what they're going to do to you? Do you understand that they're not going to let you out free just for nothing, let you trained snipers, trained SWAT, trained investigators? They're not going to let you loose. You got to be kidding me. They're going to put you out to pasture and do what? Man, they're going to kill you. They're planning on taking you out. As soon as they use you up, they're going to take you out. The FBI is a corporation, just like the United States is a corporation, like each individual is a corporation. Family, I'm giving you all massive, massive implications here. And it goes on to tell you, quote, that after they do that, the next step in the diabolical plan would be to render the masses docile and obedient to their masters, and that was to be accomplished by mass medication. Experiments along these lines have been conducted extensively since 1900 AD, as was told previously. Quote, fluoridation fits perfectly in this phase of the conspiracy, unquote. What's it going to take to get people's attention? Granted, some people's attention I might not really want, but that's just the way it goes. Now, Horace Mann, Unitarian. So you Unitarians out there, you remember the Unitarian Church, whatever? Do you understand that you're on the target list too? Horace Mann was a Unitarian. Completely like John Dewey, designed our education program from the late 1800s to early 1900s. He did not believe in the inspiration of the Bible or the Trinity. Horace Mann's religion was secularism. John Dewey, the father of American modern education. John Dewey in the 1920s and 1930s, he really established Horace Mann's principles later. He introduced the concept of humanistic education as a religion. Dewey was president of the American Humanist Association. He signed the first humanist manifesto. He saw Christianity as a huge problem that needed to be solved. Dewey's religion was secularism. Now, more insight. Christianity was created by Constantine. Why? To control the Christians who did not bow down to the ancient mystery schools of religion, and killing them in the Colosseums wasn't working because people were converting in the stands. So, they came up with Christianity to harness the Christians in 325 A.D. And that's where they created Christianity. And all the Christian sects, S-E-C-T-S, and holidays that's based on pagan origin. Every single one of them. Christmas is pagan. Easter is based on Isis. Yeah. Look up Acts 12:3-4. The King James Bible proves that Easter is a pagan holiday. Worship of the sun god. Sun rising, sunrise, service, sunrise. It's sun worship. Family, Jesus Christ is to be worshipped every single day, not just on a holiday. You see what they're doing? What they've done? I'm upsetting a whole lot of core beliefs, I know, but family, these are facts. So John Dewey, the father of American education. You know, now, listen to this carefully. I can see right now, I definitely need to go in tomorrow for part two of this, definitely. Now, I've told y'all, those that's been listening to me, how they're going to eliminate all prisons. Now, some of y'all didn't believe me none. You thought it was crazy, right? Well, I've been trying to show you. They've infiltrated the police departments with felons. ADL-trained killers in our police departments. One lady won a $1.5 million suit from getting beaten by a cop that you saw recently. She got ruled for her. The cops are being changed by ADL, by Christian identity. They're putting felons coming out, hiding their background, and put them in police departments. And cops, they're looking at you. They're looking for you. Those that's good cops, watch your back from your fellow cop who's a Freemason. Or the one that you're thinking, why did he get a cop? I don't know, man, but you got to just mind your own business. No. Families, watch your back. And a lot of these small towns are corrupt. It's coming around. Well, I mentioned that they're going to eliminate all prisons. It's based on the secular humanism. It's based on the New Age movement. And Hitler did it. And they're going to do it. I've told you all that. And they're going to bring in Hardin, Montana was a test case with the American police force for National Police Force. It's brought up by Clinton. And that mayor from Israel, whatever, what's his name? He's a mayor up in Chicago. I can't think of his name right now. It's off my head. I can't think of it. He's the mayor of Chicago. He's on the presidential staff at one time, chief of staff. What's his name? Anyway, his father was a terrorist. Obama talks about the National Police Force. Family, they're bringing it. They'll eliminate you. Because they're going to replace you. And FBI. Doggone it. You guys, you better listen to me. Darn it. Well, Horace Mann. I quote. Horace Mann visualized a world where no one would be in the prisons. A virtual utopia. If he could get Christianity out of education. He has largely succeeded. And the result is horrible in terms of teen pregnancies, abortions, assaults, robberies, murders, rapes, vandalisms, and the list goes on. Horace Mann, in his idiocy, predicted utopia. But it got the currently increasing awful mess. Is there not a TV program called Utopia? Imagine that. Rahm Emanuel, and I got a little ditty on him concerning a secretary that died in Virginia when she ran her car into a carport, and it caught on fire. She had a link with some Senator ladies that provided an apartment for Rahm Emanuel in a basement that was not zoned. Ashley. And I did a study on it. She died mysteriously. Rahm Emanuel. In Chicago. Back to Horace Mann. He planned, quote, a world where no one would be in prisons. I told you all this over and over. Now, had an article today, connecting dots here. A store recently put out a shirt. A shirt says, "It's not rape, it's a snuggle with a struggle." They're trying to get rid of these t-shirts. The t-shirts make it so now you see it already. It's to desensitize you. They're putting it on t-shirts. A department store in the Philippines was selling a brown t-shirt reading, quote, "It's not rape, it's a snuggle with a struggle," unquote. Two hands forming the shape of a heart in the middle, but after the photo went viral, the product was pulled from retailer shelves. Karen Kunowitz, who is from New Orleans, Louisiana, found the shirt at a super mall in Pasay City. She shared a photo of the offensive tee on her Facebook page. They tried to sneak it in. Somebody caught it. The t-shirt sparked online rage, but it's not the first time that the sexual violence has been trivialized on a t-shirt. Last year, a t-shirt company that sold its goods through Amazon came under fire after shirts that featured slogans such as, I quote, "Keep calm and rape a lot," "Keep calm and rape them," was discovered. An Etsy shop in 2013 was pulled from the site after shirts with slogans such as, quote, "Autumn is perfect for date rape," unquote, and, quote, "I'm a sensitive guy, only rape pregnant women," unquote. Don't get stuck on the tree. The forest is, they're going to try to bring these things into you, and even if they report them, it's the same thing as bringing them to you to desensitize in preparation for, "And men shall wax cold and colder in the end times." Horace Mann set the education level up long ago. He put into place no more prisons, no more death penalty. So they're going to show you how the death penalty has failed, how innocent people are put in jail and on death sentence, and they find they're innocent. This is part to justify stopping the death penalty, to justify prisons as such. Watch it happen. Satan is picking up steam. I keep track of these things the best I can. Try to give them to y'all. It's not easy to hear, I know that. But the tribulations aren't going to be easy to go through neither. Now, I can see right now, I'll be going into tomorrow as part two. But I'm going to give you a little something to go on here. The president of the NEA, the teachers' union, they see things that the way Mann and Dewey see them. Christians need to be eliminated, they say. Censorship of Christianity is very obvious in public schools. The teaching of secularism, sometimes called humanism, is also obvious. And the NIE study concluded that public education is very biased against anything Christian, including marriage. The president of NEA contends that there's no such thing as a humanist, yet there is a humanist association, a humanist manifesto, and a humanist dogma. And looking at public school textbooks tells us humanism, secularism, is taught very thoroughly in addition. Christianity has been excluded. They have evolution, individual autonomy, rebellious against parents, promiscuity, perversion, child molestation, realism, which is a term used to describe a presentation of a very negative slant on life, anti-family, anti-enterprise, drug and alcohol use, relativism. Now, I'm going to give you something else that's going to knock your socks off. You better roll your socks up because we're coming at you. Now you'll see and appreciate, in a manner of speaking, the following quote from Dr. Chester Pierce, a medical doctor from Harvard, spoke to 2,000 teachers in Denver, Colorado, where they're having their riots about bringing back history in the schools, and 100 students are rioting on that a couple days ago. Well, Dr. Pierce of Harvard addressed 2,000 teachers in Denver, Colorado, at a teachers' conference in 1973. And he said, and I quote, "Every child in America entering school to age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in the supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating international children of the future," unquote. So how do you teachers throughout the United States, how you like being used as a pawn in your own destruction and death of your own children? I wouldn't think it feels too good that you're being used for your own death. How much more evidence do you need? Well, I got plenty more. Tomorrow, humanism unmasked. I'm going to lay it out for you again. Now, if you want to hear Dr. Feelgood, then go on ahead. But if you're going to fight the enemy, you got to know how the enemy operates. What to pray against, what to rise up against in councils, in committees, in taking down your congressman. Hire somebody else. Hammer them with petition letters. I mean, hammer them. Find out what's going on in your state. Stop those bills. Take out some spokes of the vehicle, of the buck wagon, and it'll slow it down long enough for you to get a breath and pray against it so you can witness to others, because there's coming a time when God's going to say, "All right." And the first seal will open, and baby, you're in it. And then it's nothing but supernatural. And it's going by the book. 7 years. Tonight, Bible study. 8 to 9. "And this too shall pass. That generation shall not pass to these ends. These signs come." And we'll talk about that tonight. And this thing about they're saying 2017 is coming. Why? Because Israel bloomed as a fig tree. That was when? 1948. Oh, what's a generation? 60 and something other. 70 years. Yeah. Add 70 to 1948. Oh, it's 2017. Oh, it's coming, 2017. They got a bunch of lies that's going around this entire United States on that garbage. By abusing and twisting around the Word of God. Well, let's untwist it. Doggone it. I'm on a war path. All right. Family, let y'all know, we're played up at highportradio.net. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, John Kirkler. He plays our broadcasts and our Bible studies. I got a website, watchforjesus.com. I got a Facebook, Watchman for Jesus. And you're free to visit both. Tonight, 8 to 9, Bible study. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock, I'm going to hit the ground running. Part 2, the Humanist Manifesto. More detail on the Humanist Manifesto. Today, I kind of laid the groundwork to show you how they manipulate our thinking. And the basis of it is, at the end of here, is the Humanist Manifesto. Not the Declaration of Independence. And it's certainly not Christianity. Christianity is corrupted in its first place. Now they're going to eliminate Christianity, as they always designed. Now they're going to show you the holes in it. We'll leave you listless, and they'll say, "Oh, we have a religion for you. It's called humanism. Let's all get together, hold hands, and sing kumbaya." That's the Luciferian final chapter. It's called the New World Order. And Jesus will take it down. Mankind won't, but Jesus will. The King James Bible only tells you exactly how. Why? Because it's not missing any verses. Do I have to explain that one? I hope not. Y'all have a good night now here. Because know that they've already lost. All we're doing now is trying to get people on the same ship of taking Jesus as Savior before that time comes. That's the whole bottom line. and they're trying to keep you from it. And they claim they're of God. You know them by their fruits. But to know them by their fruits, you got to know which tree it's coming from. See y'all tomorrow. See y'all tonight, 8 to 9, if you're coming to Bible study. See y'all tomorrow at 4 if you went to the broadcast again, if you can handle it. Have a good night and God bless. This is your watchman signing off.
And it had a tint to his eyes. The love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted in me.